Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But I wanted to start with the NFL trade deadline. So first things first on Washington. If they do anything, you'll hear it here first. We'll break it all down. I have been operating under the assessment that this will be a very quiet, borderline, non-existent trade deadline. I think it's easier if you're a buyer to go out and to make a splash and to make a big move and to give up picks. You actually saw them do that last year when they went and got Marshon Lattimore, which to this point has not worked out at all. But you've seen Adam Peters in that capacity. It is a lot more difficult as a seller to get someone to give you close to 100 cents on the dollar for a veteran player. And I think that's the boat they're in right now. What I am interested in today is not do they trade a good veteran who would be part of the plans next year, like a Daron Payne or a Laremy Tunsil for 85 cents on the dollar or something like that, because it doesn't make a ton of sense to do that. I'm intrigued by your oldest players who are veteran leaders with this team, who are here mostly because they were chasing the chance at a championship. Think Von Miller at the edge. We're talking about Bobby Wagner at linebacker. We're considering Zach Ertz at tight end. Do any of those guys get called into the office last night, this morning, and asked, hey, we know you're here because we were in the NFC Championship game last year, and the thought was we had a chance to win a Super Bowl this year. Would you want to play elsewhere and have that shot with a contender now that that's not us? Or do you and the wife not want to uproot the family? Do you not want to worry about moving at this point? Have that conversation. I think you could probably get something for all three of those guys. That's the lane that they might be pushing the cart down today, in my opinion, on deadline day.
Interesting. I think they're when you do this culture route, which is what they've done, and I'm not criticizing it. It sounds it's eye roll worthy when you know they operate under cliches and you know those sorts of things. But that's the path they chose to try to let the league know this is who we are. Right? We want to be the cool destination. We want to be the place that takes great care of their players. That when, you know, the player goes down with a sprained ankle, we're gonna let your spouse know, your parent know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. That's how we're gonna operate. We're gonna treat people great all the time. When you do that, the double edge is this, where you can't just be cutthroat. You can't just go, this ain't happening this year. Screw this guy. I'm going to go get a fifth and try to, you know, get a basket of picks to start improving my stock for the future. You kind of have to do what you just advised. You have to walk that path a little bit, right? Where you are, hey, do you want to go? What's up to you? Would you rather not uproot your family in the middle of the school year? Totally get that. We'll just keep you here. It's kind of the double-edged part to it. But my hope is that this is one of those, hey, let's have eyes wide open here. We took a shot and it didn't work. I get why they took the shot. A lot of fans are mad today that they did. I'm not. I'm dealing pragmatically, though. This is what is. And here's what is. They're 3-6. They're brutalized by injuries. They're not going anywhere. The old veteran plan, where you can get guys on the cheap for short-term deals for one last ride, did not work. It blew up in their face. It's now time to redirect. It's now time to rechannel. And I'm hoping that it's a little more cutthroat than that, but your version of it is probably close to authentic.
I'd love to sit here and say they could trade 3 or 4 guys for a bunch of draft picks. And that would be what's best for business. We all would agree.
Sure.
It's time to sell. It didn't work. Now, the part that you said that I think needs to be highlighted and underscored is that it is revisionist history by the majority of the members of this fan base that are now very angry about the attempt to go. They didn't go all in. I refuse to even suggest that that's
what
they did.
What's the right term? I don't have one.
They upped their timeline.
They doubled down? I don't know.
They prioritized this year over 2 and 3 years from now, which after last year should have happened, by the way. Because if they were able to replicate last year in a few different ways, some of which was out of their control in terms of health, the schedule was going to be more difficult. But if they could have, then they would have made the postseason. And if you have a guy like Jaden Daniels playing at the top of his game, like he was last year in Tampa or in Detroit, you can beat better teams than you because you've got the better quarterback on a given day. Whoopsie daisy, it's time for the NFC Championship game. So no problem with what they did. And most people listening didn't have a problem either. Sometimes you win on those gambles and sometimes you lose. They lost.
Yep.
They bet on black and it came up red. You know what I mean? They went evens and it came up odd. Walk away from the table. That's fine. But today, they can't do the thing that most of us want them to do, probably. Do as much of it as you can. Make every phone call. Work the phones like you're Will Smith in Pursuit of Happiness, where the guy tells you you can't hang up the phone. You just hit the button with your finger so you can make the next call. Outwork everybody if you're Adam Peters. Do all that. I'm just saying, realistically, what am I expecting? If they make a trade today, I'd be thrilled. I don't care what it is. If they sell on someone and get a pick swap, awesome. The more of those, the better. But as I've racked my brain for what could actually happen, I could see a team that can't stop the run, that has a real problem up the middle, saying, what if we had Bobby Wagner? You know, especially a team that needs leadership on defense or something. The Cowboys traded a 7th-round pick today for a 27-year-old linebacker. You're not getting anything. You should have no expectations of value coming back. You're probably actually not getting something back even worth losing him in the locker room for the rest of this lost season. But you could do something like that, maybe. Zach Ertz, similarly. What value does he have as a player? Probably not a ton. But is there a team that is desperate at tight end that could use a third down war daddy who might want a chain mover in short yardage and could use a voice in the room as they get into a postseason run? Maybe you get a pick swap, a late round pick. Von Miller's the one guy, I think, especially. Think about the idea of Von Miller when they brought him in here this offseason. Dreaming about the big sack fumble at the end of a game, championship pedigree, a closer, a finisher. There aren't teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That could use that? And pass rush is like bullpen in baseball. You always want more.
You always need it.
I got two really good edge rushers. I want a third. I got three. Give me a fourth. I got four guys we like. You know, it'd be nice as a fifth. Again, I'm not saying you get a lot. But for ring chasers, guys, Von Miller doesn't care about the DMV necessarily. He's here because of the culture, because of a couple of the coaches, maybe a player or two that he dug and wanted to play with. But really, this was a Super Bowl opportunity. He said as much when he came here. That's gone now. So that's what I'm curious about. But my guess is, Danny, and I hope I'm wrong, that in an hour and 48 minutes from right now exactly, when the deadline comes, they made one very small move or no moves. If the over-under set at a half of a move, I would even go under that as a guess. But hopefully they pull one off. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I think so too. And what we'll never know, and here's, by the way, what I would ask for, but this is not the style of this group, by the way, Grant. What I would ask for, if nothing major happens, or even nothing minor, even very little happens, I would love for somehow the word to come out, however you'd like to do it, whoever you want to disseminate it through. You want a national guy, a local person, whatever. Washington just couldn't get the value they sought for many of their players, so they're going to stand pat. I need to know that you know. You follow me? I need to know, and I'm Adam Peterson smart, Newmark is smart. These guys know what they're doing, but I need them to prioritize the future over right now. And you don't make a trade just to hear yourself do it, but you had to be insulted out of the room to not make a trade.
But when you say you want to know that they know what? What is the confirmation
that
you're seeking?
That they needed to make trades. That they should be adding draft capital as much as possible. And if it's not there, I want it to be because someone told them, we're not giving it to you, rather than them not making the effort.
But you think it's possible that we see it and know it on the outside and they have no idea? I mean, Peters is a pretty sharp guy.
I think he's pretty sharp, but I want that confirmation. What I also fear is we're not going to, you know, because of this mantra, because we live by these cliches, we're doing the next version of throwing a rock at the wall, the next version of we and brotherhood, ring the bell, that we're not going to quit on anybody. Nobody's quitting in here. We don't quit. This is culture. Because again, they've walked this culture path instead of doing the thing that most teams do when you take over, which is get your teeth kicked in for a couple minutes, build some young talent base and start going like the Eagles did from 2020.
This is the beauty of not having a GM and a head coach who are the same, though.
Oh, 100%.
This is something we talked a lot about during the Rivera era and the Marty party and whatever that was, that charade. Adam Peters doesn't have to do the anybody, anytime, anywhere thing in his office. When he calls you to his office and he shakes your hand and says, thanks for the time, a little bit different than Dan Quinn's operation with the players.
Yep.
When he's meeting with you saying, we're never given an inch. I don't care if we're 10-0 or 0-10. Everybody we got is everybody we need. Everyone's in this room. Throw the rock at the wall, Rivera style. But the two being the same when it was Rivera, it's hypocritical. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing one thing with one hand and another thing with another hand. This is very easy to separate checks and balances. This is actually why this is the correct structure.
100%.
Because Peters can both be a culture guy who cares about the culture, but doesn't necessarily have to do the anybody, anytime, anywhere. His sign on his wall, his mantra might be anybody, anytime, anywhere until we're eliminated from playoff contention.
In which case, we'll build for the future.
And then I'll prioritize the future, which doesn't quite sound as good on
it's
a
not
poster.
As catchy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pause.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.